Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, what if somebody says, I don't believe in the Lord, and I'm not receiving all that? Did that make you decide that it's not God's will to forgive all?
No.
What if you meet some Christian that says, you know, I know the Lord said He'd forgive me, but I just don't believe He did, and I don't feel like He did? Well, you say, well, yeah, He don't always forgive. We don't know why.
No.
He's working something out in your... No!
No,
no, you know better than that. Well, if we don't base Jesus being the Savior on whether somebody receives forgiveness or not, why do we base Jesus being the healer on whether somebody receives healing or not? Not everybody's going to receive Jesus as Savior. Not everybody's going to receive Jesus as healer. But it doesn't change the everlasting truth that He is the Lord who forgives all your iniquities and who heals all your diseases. I am, He said, the Lord that heals you. Nobody has a right to qualify that, restrict that, change that, divide that. Take the theological cleaver of man's philosophy and divide it right in the middle. Yeah, He still forgives all, but no, don't talk about Him healing all. Because sometimes He doesn't. Sometimes He does. Sometimes He don't. Sometimes He says yes. Sometimes He says no. Sometimes He says, wait a while. Yeah, and sometimes people say stupid stuff. Don't let people's confusion and their heralding of the traditions of men rob you of simple, strong faith in the it is written. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Somebody say,
praise be to God.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. Just because somebody didn't receive their forgiveness, we don't decide that the Lord's no longer the Savior. And just because somebody doesn't receive healing, we don't decide that He's no longer the healer. He is the healer, whether people receive it or not. He is the Savior, whether folks receive Him or not. All that proves is somebody didn't receive. But one of the things that we must get our mind renewed in is that we receive by faith, not walking by sight. Jesus said in Mark 11 and 24, Jesus said, therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. Now, a lot of people have stopped right there and they've cut off the rest of the verse. And they say, what you need to do is just believe. Just believe. Just believe. That sounds good, but it's not the rest of the story. Believe what?
Receive.
Believe what? Oh, believe God is good. Yeah, but that won't get you healing. Believe God can do anything. That's wonderful, but that's not what He said believe here. That won't get your healing. You can believe that God is real. You can believe that Jesus came to the earth, died on the cross, paid the price for sins. You can believe He's coming back again and be lost. I said, be lost. Why? Because you've never received Him as your Lord and Savior. You've never submitted to Him as your Savior. He said, what things ever you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe specifically that you receive them things you just prayed for. You believe that you receive them, then what will happen as a result? And you shall have them. Them what? Them things you prayed for. And them things you believed you received, you'll have them things. This is the principle of faith. The word receive, if you look it up, it means to take. It means to take hold of. To take or to lay hold of. Believe, you take it. Faith has hands. Faith has hands that take. Now, when symptoms disappear is not when you received your healing. That's the results of receiving your healing. When it comes to forgiveness, you don't feel forgiven and feel righteous and free, and then you believe you receive your forgiveness. You receive Jesus as Savior, you believe you receive your forgiveness, and then, after you believe it, your feelings start changing. You feeling clean, you feeling forgiven, you being confident that you're saved. That's not when you received your salvation. That's the results of you receiving your salvation. And do you doubt God being the forgiver or our Savior if you made a mistake? You being saved, does that mean you could never miss it? And yet could you say, look, would you look here? I missed it again. I must not be saved. Well, if you do, you're in trouble. Well, why does having some symptoms of sickness mean we don't have a healer? And we're not healed? If that's what that means, then if we make a mistake and we have a sin in our life, we should believe we're not saved and the Lord's not always the Savior. We've learned how to do it with forgiveness. But we hadn't known how to do it with healing, and it is the same. Jesus said, which one's easier? People are all condemned because they got symptoms of sickness in their body. What's wrong? What's wrong? Well, you might as well say, am I a real Christian? Because I made 3 mistakes last year. I had symptoms of being an unbeliever. I had a symptom of being unrighteous. I had a symptom of sin, so I must be a sinner. No. No. You're still saved. What do? You believe, you receive your forgiveness. For this too, you believe, you receive your righteousness restored. And that's not about your symptoms of feeling bad over you missing it, being there or not being there. You don't wait for your symptoms of feeling bad that you missed it to be gone, then you're going to believe you're forgiven. It's your believing you're forgiven that causes the symptoms of feeling bad that I missed it to change and to leave. We got to do the same thing with healing. Just because you got some symptoms of sickness and problem in your body is no reason for you to be condemned. No reason for you to go, what's wrong with me? I don't have faith. I still got symptoms. Well, yeah, we could put a magnifying glass on you and might find some symptoms of you not being righteous. But you are. I said you are. You are. Not. We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by feelings. We should not. What do? My job is not to pay for the sin. Jesus paid for it. My job is not to make me righteous and clean. I can't do that. That's why I need a Savior. That's not my job. Well, nor is it my job to make me healed. Nor is it my job to make the symptoms change. Nor is it my job. So what's my job? My job is to believe that I receive forgiveness and cleansing and righteousness and stand fast in it and declare and decree it, no matter what I look like or feel like or what you think I look like or feel like, I'm saved whether you think I am or not. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ whether you think I look like it or not. Because the biggest thing it depends on is what He has done and me believing I receive it. That's my whole job, is to believe that I receive it and confess it as truth in my life. And the other stuff, I need to ignore it. I need to not let the enemy bring up things from the past to me. Not let him keep pointing out things and trying to put me in condemnation. Well, the same thing is true with healing. The symptoms leaving is not when you received your healing. That happens after you received your healing. Come on, can you see it? What things soever you desire, when you pray, do what? Believe that you receive them. Believe that you take them. Believe that you lay hold on them. Then what'll happen? And you shall have them. You'll see it. You'll feel it. The things will change. It's easy. Oh, somebody say it's easy.
It's easy.
I don't have to fix a heart problem. I don't have to fix a kidney. I don't have to heal cancer. All I got to do is receive Jesus as my healer. Just like I received Him as my Savior and Redeemer, and then receive, just like I received the forgiveness that my Savior offered me, I receive the healing that my healer offers me, and I say, I believe that I receive healing. Well, you don't look like it. If I looked like it and felt like it, I wouldn't need to believe I received it. Healing is bought and paid for. Forgiveness is bought and paid for. But it must be received. Just like people got to receive Him as Savior, got to receive Him as healer. Faith has hands that reach out, lay hold of what He's given, and take it to yourself. Not physical hands, faith hands. But they're real. Whatever it is that's been bugging you, you say, I believe I receive healing for my stomach. I believe I receive healing for my head. I believe I receive. And then be happy about it. Yeah, but I still hurt. Yep, I know it. I know it. But when the results occur, that's not when you received it. That happens after you believe you receive it and you'll have it. I believe that I receive healing. Go over to stand up on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.